To Decky in Your Ear. Welcome to Decky in Your Ear. Welcome to Decky in Your Ear. Welcome to Decky in Your Ear.
What's going on, my party people? This is your boy, Decky, and you are tuned in for another episode of Decky in Your Ear. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So today I have the privilege of meeting this young man, dope dude I met at a party. His name is Sean. Sean, please introduce yourself to my party people.
Okay, hello everybody. My name is Sean Andrade. I'm actually 21 years old, so that's why he's calling me young, but I don't feel that young anymore.
I mean, he got an old soul kind of spirit vibe, you feel me? So that works out for you, you know? Yep. So we met at a party.
Yep.
He just looks really fantastic, so I was like, bro, I gotta take a picture with you. And it went from taking a picture with him to now managing him for his modeling career. And I'm a photographer, I just shot him today. His shots were fantastic, so stay tuned for those who follow my Instagram. Please check out his photos coming up soon, because they're going to be fucking fire, I promise.
Amazing.
The shots today were stunning. I am so stoked to fucking shoot, like, you know, just to get these. So, yeah. So, anyway, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I've been doing judo for about 13 years, and I kind of ended up falling off because I messed up my knees. I got a torn meniscus on my left knee and also a fucked up right knee. I don't know what it is, but yeah, basically, I love to lift weights. Also, I hit the gym a lot, and I'm a little obsessed with myself in a way because I always stare at myself in the mirror. I get kind of distracted all the time. But it's kind of a good thing because I'm trying to
That. I'm obsessed with myself too, so don't even feel bad. I like myself too. I mean, don't get me wrong. Do I have like a little fat pudge here now?
Me too.
No, he does not, ladies and gentlemen. He does not. Let's cut that shit short now. But I still like looking at myself, fat pudge and all. I look stunning, bitch. I am badass. Okay, I am badass.
And a badass photographer.
Thank you very much. Can I get a whoop whoop? Thank you for the whoop. So we are going to talk about something today. What makes you a catch? Why do you think you are hot shit? Okay, why should women want to date you? Who the fuck do you think you are? That's what we're trying to figure out today. So that's the question that we're asking. But you can have some time to think about it because we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. We're going to take a quick note, okay? And we are going to come right back. Okay, and we are back to Decky in Your Ear. I'm your host, Decky, once again, and we were here to have the privilege of Sean. That kind of probably sounded weird. We are here and privileged to have Sean here today.
Hello.
So the question was, what makes you a catch? So tell me what makes you someone that wants to catch something. You feel me?
So whenever I'm in the air trying to be catched, right?
Right. He put on his sexy voice, which is ironically funny. That's hilarious.
I really did.
I don't know why people automatically go to this like deep voice. Yeah, baby. So just have a conversation. We're just talking. So you can just literally talk.
All right. So basically, I feel like I'm a catch because whenever I'm in the public, whatever.
Right. You're out at a party. You're having a good time.
Having a good time.
Right.
And then let's say I go to a girl, right? I always think in my head of the possible outcomes of me going up to somebody. So let's say I go up to a girl saying, I don't know. I'll talk about the weather today or something so random.
I feel that.
Just to bring it out. Just so she doesn't think that I'm already going to hit on her.
No, I feel that.
You know what I mean?
I feel that.
So I'm like, all right, you know
No, what? When I used to be out, when I was a free butterfly before I became like a crooped up captured butterfly, which is a fantastic thing for me. Not saying that it is it. But my go-to was always to go in with a joke. So I will always say something funny. And I but see, I'm a person who can say something funny and make it sound natural, not like I'm trying to tell a joke.
Oh, right. Okay, I see.
Right, so that was always my go-to, so I get that. So that's cute, but I want to know, like, deeper than that. Why, if a woman says, I want to get to know you, what makes her want to stay and get to know you? You feel me? Always getting notifications.
It's a good thing you say that, because if you're looking at it that way, I have a girlfriend right now, so I'm currently with her. And I feel like whenever I'm with somebody, it's me and them. It's always like a team. You know what I mean? And
right.
I treat them as if I want to be treated and as if I would treat my family or myself.
Right. No, and I get that.
I bring off that good energy and I'm always like either on top of them, like taking care of them, making sure everything is on point.
Right. And, no, I get that.
And yeah, like, I don't know. I guess I would just say that my type of energy is good enough for them to want me to stay. You know?
I like that answer. That's a very nice answer. I like to say, you know what I mean? Energy is definitely key. I definitely agree that energy should always be what builds a connection. Because I feel like if two people have the same energy, or at least in that same kind of spiritual energy and all that same kind of vibe, I do think it could be a very great thing.
Yeah, definitely. So
I'm so here for that. You know, and for me to answer the question, if I was to say what would make me a catch, I like to always say I'm super, super honest. I always tell people I'm a lovable asshole. Like, you hate that you love me kind of vibe. Okay. Like, because I'm so dope, but I'm also such an asshole. And I'm not an asshole like I'm just directly being an asshole. No, like, I'm a dope, sweet person. Like, I'm genuinely a nice person. I just think to always put good spirits in the air.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, and not trying to brag, but I can be at a party and having a conversation with just you, and because we're over there having a good time and laughing, people kind of just flock to us because they want to get to know who I am, because okay, that's the kind of energy I bring. And not so, and but that's just always just been me. So I try to say that I'm kind of one of, but I'm also like, you know, I have my moments too when I could be like, shut up, bitch. And you could just be like, oh, you get on my nerves. But I love you, bitch, kind of vibe. So, yeah. So that's technically what I always say. So, but you know what I mean? Always going to get honest. You're always going to get a straight answer. You're never going to get dishonest. I'm just always going to be, but I'm very outgoing. I'm loud, bitch. I'm black, so I'm loud. I mean, it's not because I'm black, but I'm loud because of the house I grew up in. Everybody was, except my dad. My dad's, like, very calm. He speaks okay. like this. He doesn't really yell. He's always talking like, yo, let's have a conversation. You know what I mean? My mom lives all the way the fuck up here. So when I was growing up, that's what the fuck I heard her mouth over his way he speaks. So that's pretty much why I'm so loud. Because my house was always fucking loud. But growing up, I've learned how to not... I try not to be as loud all the time. So that's pretty much where I'm at now. That's nice. So, was your house loud?
I feel like my house was loud whenever we would get in trouble. You know? I really don't think... Well, right now, currently, what am I saying? I'm retarded. Sorry, not even trying to use that word in an offensive way.
No, I get it. Yeah. I mean, no, I feel you. Thank you for clearing that up, too, by the way.
So, my house, you walk in, and there's TVs everywhere. We have a TV in our kitchen. Like, my dad was thinking about putting a TV in the fucking bathroom. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, yo, like, the electric bill, relax, you know? So every time you walk in, it's just so loud. My mom, whenever she's trying to have a conversation, she's screaming at me, like, ah!
Right.
I'm just like, what are you saying? Like, the TV is, like,
that was so my mom, loud. Too.
And then I'll go into, like, my dad's room. My dad is just watching a movie the whole time, every time he's home after work or anything. And it's just so loud, and then it's just like...
No, I feel that. My house was always loud, bitch. And then now it's to the point where, like, my mom, my brother, my sister, we all loud. Like, this, all of us are loud people.
My older brother's the loudest.
Because she always was fucking loud. So now we loud as shit all the fucking time. So I like what you said about what makes you a catch. I think that's super, super cool. So I guess now... The next question would be, what do you look for in a person? But before you answer that, we're going to take a quick chime. Okay. You think about it for a second, and we will be right back. Okay, we are back to Dacky in Your Ear. I am your host, Dacky. I don't know, should I always say that? I feel like I should always say that.
I think you should.
I mean, why not, yeah, right? Why not? I mean, gosh. So the question I asked before we went on a quick chime was, what do you look for in a partner? So you have a girlfriend. So explain to me, so when you got your girlfriend, what did you look for in your girlfriend? Like, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure you got attracted to her for a reason. So, like, what made you attracted to her?
I'm going to be completely honest because we're all honest here.
You know? Of course, this is an honest place. We like things very honest around here.
The way I met my girl was insane to me because I wasn't supposed to meet her, but I ended up meeting her. You know right? what I mean?
What do you mean you wasn't supposed to meet her?
Okay, so basically February 14th of last year.
Uh-huh. Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Okay.
My friends were trying to take me to a rave.
Okay. Right?
And I'm like, oh, bro, like, that's not really my thing. Like, I don't want to do that right now.
Right, right.
I was still, like, not trying to look for a relationship because of the past toxic relationships.
That you were in? No, yeah. Okay, I feel that. Listen, and you're still young, so, like, go ahead. Yeah.
So, whatever. I tell my boys, they show me her. I'm like, bro, she's ugly. I even said it, but I only said
you
that.
You said your girlfriend was ugly?
Yeah, but
oh my gosh.
I only said that because, I really didn't care. Like, I didn't even look at the
picture.
I just showed the picture like that.
Right.
But yeah, so I saw the picture. I was like, bro, she's ugly. Like, stop, telling him to stop. And then at the end of the day, they convinced me. So I end up going to the rave and I see her, but I didn't know it was her yet because they were in a group, right?
And sometimes pictures don't do people justice because some people aren't photogenic. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes, or they just got caught on a bad side because people do have bad sides too. Like, they, yeah, yep. But yeah.
I feel like she looks better in person.
Hey,
I've told her that.
People always tell me I look good in a picture, but I look way better in person. I hear that all the time. They say your pictures are great, but you look 10 times better.
I can tell you look better in person.
Thank you. I try, you know. Yeah. I try to keep it clean around my face and stuff, even though I break out like a fucking crazy person. But anyway, so go ahead.
I tripped acid with my boys.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So we tripped acid.
It's one of those moments. I mean, I've never been to a rave. I always say I want to go to one, but I also am not a drug person either. Okay. So I just feel like, I mean, I don't have an addictive personality. I just don't want to even give myself, I just don't want to, right, yeah, right.
I get what you mean. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. But, so that was actually my second time taking acid ever. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I was in that vibe where I was just like, you know what?
I mean, in a rave, yeah, why not?
I'm like,
you're at a rave. Why? You might as well party with the fucking... Because I feel like that's the only way you're going to get through a rave if you do the drugs that they give you. Because otherwise, how the fuck can you even enjoy the rave?
I actually agree with that. Yeah. I've taken Molly, too.
Yeah, I haven't taken Molly because I just haven't really wanted to. I've taken E, but I haven't taken Molly.
Oh,
I mean, I know it's pretty much the same thing as E, so yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So,
I have smoked a shroom stick though. Not a shroom stick. It's called it's a cigarette dipped in embalming fluid. I forgot what it's called though. It's called something.
How did it make you feel?
It really didn't do anything to me.
Oh, okay.
But my girlfriend at the time, that bitch tripped out, bruh. She tripped out. But that's a story after you tell me what makes you attracted to other people. What made you attracted to your girlfriend? I know, I want to hear the rest of the story, but remember the question.
Yes, the question. Okay, so the question. So, the way what I see in a person, what I want to see in a person, and what I expect for a person for me to be with, like, somebody that's really trustworthy, and, like, damn, I had it.
It's hard to, I get it, but go ahead.
So, I basically just want a genuine, nice, beautiful,
right,
trustworthy person.
Right.
And I feel
yes, because you can get all that in one place.
Yes. It's so hard. It's so hard, you know? But I feel like my girl is that person for me.
I definitely respect that. I definitely feel like my husband is my person. He's my person. He keeps me grounded. He's like... We have a lot of similarities, but he's definitely complete opposite from me, which is great.
Same thing with my girl. Same thing.
Yeah, like we have a lot of, we like a lot of the same stuff, but like as far as his, we think different sometimes.
Oh, we actually think.
Sometimes.
We think different, like we think the same than different, but we like different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he likes coconut. I'm not a big coconut first person. I love coconut. He doesn't drink anything cold. I do everything cold.
Oh, okay.
He likes things room temperature, no ice, shit like that. He don't eat ice cream, stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love ice cream, bitch. I love ice cream. So we're like opposites in like certain parts like that, but we also like a lot of the same shows. We have a lot of the same fun. So, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, so going back to the question, yeah, I feel like my girl's a genuine, trustworthy person, but my past has always been different for me.
Right. No, of course.
I'm not saying I was an angel either, but I learned from my mistakes. And I feel like since I'm finally in a healthy relationship, it's so hard to have that mentality because of all the toxicity I'm used to. So then that's when I actually have questioned myself before in the beginning if I should even be in a relationship if I'm feeling this way.
You know, I feel like everybody questions that question. This is such a good picture. Everybody questions that question when they get into a relationship, especially when you haven't been in one for a while,
yeah.
And then you just not jump into one, but you finally get into one. Like I feel like it's always a small little guard there. But at the same time too, like, you know, you need to try this because otherwise how are you going to grow as a person and stuff like that too. So I definitely do agree with that. I can see sometimes though too, like, Dayon, he says things or does things sometimes, and not on purpose, but like, I guess things that happen to him that I can tell comes out on me sometimes. And then, like I said, I know it's not on purpose, but like, I can definitely see it. So it's a pain in the ass, but yeah.
It's hard, right?
It is. But you know, even through the small little arguments and the nitpicks, it's still such a great vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's still fantastic. I love him to death. But we are going to take a quick pause and we will be right back. And we are back to Dackie in Your Ear. I'm your host, Dackie, once again. And we're going to just finish it up. But before we finish it up, we can definitely finish the conversation we were having. We were talking about, obviously, what made you a catch. What did you find attractive of other people? That was a great answer, by the way. But then we started talking about cars. Well, we weren't talking about cars on here. We were just talking about cars behind the scenes. When we were off, and we were asking each other what would dream cars be. But that's a topic for another day and another episode. So, other than that, how did you enjoy today?
I think today was awesome, to be honest. Like, I was a little nervous in the beginning, and I didn't know I was going to do this great. But I thought I did amazing.
You were fan-fucking-tastic. I just tell you, shooting you was definitely my pleasure because it was so easy shooting you. Like I told you earlier, your face is definitely made for a camera.
Thank you so much.
I am so stoked to do another shoot with you. I'm so stoked to get you in a suit and tie.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's going to be fucking fantastic.
It's going
to
be amazing.
I'm just super, super excited for you. So, yes, I'm excited to see where this next journey comes for you, too. So, that's going to be great. You are made to be in front of a camera, bro. I'm telling you that right now.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. That was so good.
Awesome. Like, you made me so comfortable. You made me feel like I was free. You know, I wasn't in my head.
That's good.
And you made me get out of my head. And
I'm so glad I could help.
That's literally what I wanted.
I'm so glad I could help. I try to shoot like that. I try to because I don't like to be uncomfortable when I go to shoot. So I know how that feels. So I try to make it as comfortable as possible, bro. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
We're literally having a good time. Like, you know what I mean? The only difference is now you got to look and you just making the look pop a little bit more.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I'm definitely, definitely ready for another shoot with you, I think. But you did fantastic today. So,
so
what I like to do before I wrap things up here is I always like to first tell people where they can find you at on Instagram, you know, how they can follow you, all that good stuff. It definitely will be, his Instagram will also be tagged in the description, but go ahead and let people know where you at now.
So my Instagram is _Sean with two N's, but it's SEANN132. So go follow that.
Y'all heard it here first. You might want to repeat that one more time just in case you didn't hear it.
Yeah, so it's _Sean with two N's, 132.
You hear my dog running around in the background, fucking bitch. A bitch. Awesome. So you heard it here first. So for those who don't know and those who are listening now, Dacky Nation Photography is going to be where I'm going to also have that tag. That's where you can go see Sean's photos today from the shoot today. That's, I'm going to post them on there. They're going to be fantastic. But you also know you can always follow me on my regular page, The Kid AC. And you can also go follow my YouTube channel, Dacky's Wardrobe. If you don't know how to dress, I teach you how to dress in ways. I teach you how to take things out of your closet and wear it in a different way that you probably never noticed about how to wear it. That is my goal, and that is my job. It has been fun today.
It was amazing.
I thank all of my party people all the fucking time. And you guys know, before we leave, I like to end off with a positive quote. So let me find one on here that we can definitely have to end off today. You know, just something to... Let's see. I'm just going to pick one randomly like I usually do. Let's see. Let's see what this one says. It makes a big difference in your life when you stay positive. Look at that. Yeah, it's like a perfect quote for today.
It's so
and that's
true.
By Ellen DeGeneres. DeGeneres. Okay. Yeah. Say that seven times fast, bitch. Okay. Once again, let's read it one more time. It makes a big difference in your life when you stay positive, which is a very true statement. I like to stay positive. I promise you right now, I've gotten way better things in life by staying positive than I did ever being negative. I will promise you that, and that's from experience. So other than that, you heard it here first. It has been real, and I peace to you.
Peace.